Good morning. This is Max Sturks with the Farm Service Agency in Atlantic. Here's today's USDA report. This morning I have a reminder about the 2011 SURE sign-up. Sign-up for the 2011 Supplemental Revenue Assistance Program, SURE, continues through June 7, 2013. SURE provides benefits for 2008 through 2011 crop year farm revenue losses due to natural disasters. A farm enrolled in SURE may be eligible for benefits in either one of two situations. The first one, whereas the farm is located in a county or contiguous to a county with the secretarial disaster declaration and has incurred crop production or quality losses, or both. For the 2011 SURE program in this area, all counties bordering the Missouri River are primary designation disaster counties. Counties bordering the primary designation counties are considered contiguous and are eligible for the 2011 SURE as well. The second situation applies to any farm in which, for the crop year, the actual production on the farm because of disaster-related conditions is less than 50% of the normal production of the farm. Producers need to apply in their designated recording or control county office, which is usually the county in which you live. Contact your local FSA office if you have questions or to file an application. Next, some brief reminders about 2012 crop year marketing assistance loans. With the abnormally high grain marketing prices, many producers may have forgotten about FSA's 9-month marketing assistance loans. The January 2013 interest rates for commodity loans is 1.125%. In Cass County's 2012 loan rates are $1.84 per bushel for corn and $4.91 per bushel for soybeans. Loan rates in other counties across the listening area are comparable. Call or stop by your local USDA service center to inquire about the loan rates in your particular county. Eligible producers may request a marketing assistance loan for their 2012 crops through May 31, 2013. In order to be eligible for marketing assistance loans, the applicant must maintain both control of and beneficial interest in the commodity through the term of the loan. Producers who take out marketing assistance loans and use the farm stored grain as collateral are reminded they are responsible for maintaining the quality of the grain through the term of the loan. Be certain to maintain adequate airflow in your bins to lessen any chance of spoilage of the farm stored grain held under loan. If sealed grain is going to be sold or is sold and needs to be moved to the elevator, a 15 or 30 day marketing authorization needs to be obtained. A call or visit to your local FSA office is all that's needed. Failure to obtain a marketing authorization is considered unauthorized disposition. Financial penalties for unauthorized disposition are severe. Producers' names remain on a loan violation list for a 2-year period. Always call before you haul in all grain under loan. Are you making changes? Producers now receive all of their applicable financial benefits electronically using direct deposit. If you have changed or closed accounts, or if your financial institution has changed their name, this may affect the direct deposit of your FSA payments. Contact the FSA County office so we can update our files to continue uninterrupted service. In addition, if you've made any farm ownership changes or operator changes, including organizational changes from individuals to things like corporations or trusts, call or stop by your local FSA office to ensure we have all the needed information to update our records. Also, please make certain we have your most up-to-date contact information, including phone numbers, addresses, or email, to ensure we're able to timely communicate with you on our programs. And now, FSA signature policy. Using the correct signature when doing business with FSA can save time and prevent a delay in program benefits. Husbands and wives may automatically send documents on behalf of each other for FSA and Commodity Credit Corporation programs in which either has an interest, unless written notification denying a spouse this authority has been provided to the county office. There are exceptions to this rule. Spouses may not sign on behalf of each other for partnerships, joint ventures, corporations, and other similar entities. Individual signatures are also needed on the CCC 931 Average Adjusted Gross Income Certification that's sent to IRS each year, as well as on Farm Loan Program and Farm Storage Facility Loan documents. For additional clarification on proper signatures, contact your local FSA office. Next, a brief reminder for our land producers. Eligible producers have until January 31, 2013 to apply for loan deficiency payments, LDPs, for unshorn pelts produced during the 2012 crop year. Eligible producers must have beneficial interest in the pelts, own the land for at least 30 calendar days before the date of slaughter, and sell the unshorn lamb for immediate slaughter. Producers must also comply with wetland conservation and highly erodible land conservation provisions on all lands they operate or in which they have an interest. To qualify for payment, pelts must have been produced by an eligible producer from live unshorn lambs of domestic origin in the United States. And finally, 2012 acre production evidence. Producers enrolled in the acre program are required to provide their local county office with annual production evidence for the farms that they are enrolled. Production evidence for the 2012 crop is due to the local office no later than July 15, 2013, but now is a great time to bring in that information while it's readily available. Contact your local FSA office if you have questions about what constitutes acceptable production evidence. In closing, for more information on any of the topics covered today, or any other questions you may have, contact your local county FSA office. For those producers in Cass County, our office is located at 503 West 7th Street here in Atlantic, and our phone number is 243-1377. Thanks, and have a great day.